Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians, your host, Dasela Romanova. And this is the Happy New Year first edition of 2025. And the topic that I want to talk about today is one of probably the most that I feel great about talking. And it's, I think, the most useful topic that I would probably be ever talking about. So pay close attention. And the topic is how to recognize other people's insecurities and not let it affect you. And I think this is something that we often don't give so much attention to, don't give so much power to thinking about and learning how to do that, because we just feel like, oh, this is about me, this is my fault, and blame ourselves, blame the other, or, and then we just get into a weird spiral without really understanding actually how can we recognize when other people are insecure and how do we not make it about ourselves, basically, right? And here in this episode, I want to talk about why do we need to learn the skill of recognizing when other people are insecure and how to recognize it and then what to do about it, right? So these are three essential things that we need to learn. Okay, let's dive in because I have here my notes and I want to look at some of the notes because I really thought about how to make it as simplified as possible at the same time as applicable as possible, right? But first, let's think about why do we need to recognize it? Why is it an important topic? Maybe as important as building and growing our securities, right? So the first reason that I was thinking about why we need to recognize when other people have their own insecurity, and I will give you examples of each and how this looks like, is the reason why we need to do that so that we don't take over the fault, the blame to ourselves, and keep saying, oh, it must be my fault because of which my boss is unhappy or upset with me or whatever it is, right? So that, let me give you an example. So oftentimes my clients tell me that they're new. I mean, it doesn't need to be new, but let's say that they're new in the duty station and they're trying to get into the group of understanding and learning about the operation, learning about how things work, how the humanitarian sector work, and all of these things. And then as they're doing it, their bosses or their colleagues or their senior management comes over and they say that, okay, this is the problem. What do you suggest we do to solve it? And then my clients tell me the way that they responded to them, this is what we can do, and then show them the action plan of what can be done. And then the senior management who have been in that operation for a long time, what they then often say is like, well, you should have read the policy. The policy said we shouldn't be doing this. Or how can you even suggest this? Or like some type of very radical or abrupt reactions, negative reactions to these suggestions. And then the clients tell me the feeling of feeling very insecure, feeling like, oh my God, I messed something up. It must be my fault. I should have known better. And then they start looking at the policy, and then they see that the policy is the way that they were suggesting. So they start not understanding why this is a problem. And then they start questioning themselves a lot instead of thinking or looking at, okay, why the knowledge and the experience and the expertise that I bring, why it's not valid or why it's not being accepted by the others, even though according to the policy, this is what we should be doing. Fine, there might be particularities of that context, and we can always look into that. But why our suggestion is being met with such a radical feedback, radical, like, why you should have read the convention or you should have read the policy, and when we hear this type of statement, we immediately feel like, oh my God, I must not have the latest knowledge. I must not be a good professional. I must not be this. I must not be that. And then we start going into so much spiral of questioning ourselves and our expertise instead of recognizing, wait a minute, what if this is not about me? Right? And that's why we need to first really realize that we need to learn how to recognize not only our insecurities, which we're so good at many of the times, and not only like take out the blame, which we shouldn't anyway, but many of us do, instead of also recognizing that maybe it is about them. The next reason, the second reason why we need to recognize and learn to recognize other people's insecurities is so that we don't continue spreading the contagion or allowing them to spread the contagion. And also, we will not help them work on their own insecurities, right? So if we keep giving them the right, or if we keep giving them the satisfaction of how it's all about us and our problems and our insecurities, and if we just keep nodding or agreeing with them and then keep blaming ourselves even more, we're not helping them, or we're not mirroring back to them that maybe it is about them and their insecurity and they should look at it too. And what then ends up happening is that they continue then keep saying those things or keep behaving that way with others as well. And then that's how we generate toxic environments, right? So let's use the same example that I was using before. Is let's say that we didn't say anything. We just said, okay, this must be my fault. It must be my expertise or the knowledge that I lacked, did all of those things, and we're so busy. What we're not doing in that moment is we're not reflecting back to, no, the policy or the convention or whatever the guiding documents that we use that says this, and maybe in this particular context, it might be different if we don't really know the context. If we know the context, this is how it is in the context, and therefore, this action point makes sense. And say these things in a very calm, reassuring, confident way, standing by our own action plans that we're saying, and then not react to what they're saying, right? So, in other words, not take on board whatever the criticism they're having about us, and instead saying, no, what we're saying or what I'm saying is right. Here are the reasons, or here are the reasons behind it. So, why would you think that I don't know the convention, or why do you think that I haven't read the policy, or why are you making this comment that is not necessary in such situation? And that way we mirror back to them their behavior in some way, and then them recognizing, they must be acting under their own emotional baggage and not really about us, right? And them also, maybe they may not recognize it, but at least if we don't just keep agreeing with them or keep taking on board all the blames that are they're having about us, then they start looking at, okay, why am I so reacting so harshly? Why am I triggered so much about the situation? Why do I have the feeling of blaming the other person when I know that can't help any further with the conversation? And then them never learning about their own behaviors. And therefore, them continuing to even increase their insecurity because now they believe that the problem is everyone else and not them. And therefore, they even increase their insecurity by feeling like they're right and everyone else is wrong, right? Now, the third one, let me take a look at it. Yes, third one is obviously the reason why we want to learn how to recognize other people's insecurities is because so that we're not stressed out or so that we're emotionally not affected, right? Because if we're so emotionally affected, our quality of life gets affected outside of work, within work. So therefore, we don't want to continue doing that. And that's why we need to also learn to recognize whether this is something that we need to work on or not, whether this is something just because someone is having a bad day and they're dumping on us, and whether we want to take it or not. And that all takes us awareness of how, if we know that it may not be always about us, or maybe none of the time is about us, then we are more like, we're likely to react to it in a more calming way. For instance, if we know that our boss is nervous or frustrated, angry the whole time. Now, after several times, we learn not to react in ways that we might have in the beginning because we just know how they are as humans, right? So therefore, it's important for us to understand that. In the last point, why we need to learn how to recognize it so that we don't keep people pleasing others. And in other words, we don't keep lying about how they're right and we're wrong type of situation, but rather we'll recognize, okay, in this situation, what is the part that I need to work on and what is the part that they need to work on? And it can't be all me, basically. Now, let's think about how to recognize it, right? How to recognize other people's insecurities. And by the way, insecurity is essentially when we have assumptions about ourselves that makes us question ourselves or question who we are and how we behave in the world. And therefore, in order not to keep questioning it, we then try to dump this on other people. So, for instance, if we have insecurities about how good of a manager we are, how good of a leader we are, or whether we deserve the job or not, or maybe we have insecurities about not being enough, whatever the insecurities we may have. So we have assumptions or belief systems about ourselves, and then that just keeps generating that feeling of insecurity, and that feeling of insecurity then keeps spilling to others or spilling to our conversations, relationships, the way we behave at work, and all of this, right? So how do we now recognize that this is someone else's insecurity? One of the ways that you can always think about is if they were secure about themselves, would they really behave this way, right? In other words, going into a little bit of why they're behaving the way they're behaving in front of you or with you. Another way that maybe, maybe the way that you could also recognize is why or how are they feeling now as they're talking to you. That could be another way to recognize very easily. So let's say they will use the first example. We say, okay, would they really behave the way this way if they were really secure about themselves or about their job or who they are, whatever it is, right? Would they behave this way? And here is my observations of working with so many humanitarians is that there are a couple of things that secure humanitarians or humans in general, secure humans don't do. Right. So one of the things that secure humans don't do is compete. And this is something fascinating that I have found over the years of observing and working with so many people is that the reason why we compete is really because we feel insecure in some way. We want to prove we are better in some way. And therefore, we always have this feeling of we need to like, the only way we feel secure if we prove something, right? So the way it can look like is that some colleagues, for instance, they tend to be competing with their supervisees or with other colleagues or maybe with other teams or with country offices or versus field office, right? Then they keep saying like us versus them, we are against them. And then this environment of like as if you are all do it's going in different directions, even though you are all on the same boat. But somehow, some led leaders, managers tend to create this environment of us versus them. And that is where the insecurity is the reason why it's being generated. Another behavior that I have also seen that secure people don't do is they don't blame others, they don't blame themselves, or they don't blame like, how could you do this? Why could you do this? They did all of these things. In other words, they don't indulge in the past or in what happened, but rather, how do we solve it now moving forward, right? And the reason why that is because the blame is coming from basically, you should have behaved this way and you are not. And I feel frustrated because of that, and the frustration is we're not recognizing is coming from ourselves. rather than from the other person. And therefore, we just keep blaming because we believe that blaming will solve the things, even though we know it doesn't. But in the moment, we just feel like we can't handle those emotions, so we need to spill it to someone else. And therefore, our insecurities of how we might not be a good manager or a good leader or a good expert or whatever, it just comes out because we're not really containing those emotions and we're just wanting to scapegoat someone or blaming someone because then we feel like other people don't notice who we are in reality, right? So notice that if you see this type of behaviors, and the other one is judgment, which is very related to blame as well, is I have found also that secure people don't judge or don't really spill their judgment onto others, right? So the way that it can look like, I used to have colleagues who would be like so, their tone even would be so judgmental in the conversation of like, of course you did do that. You couldn't have known any other better, or even if they didn't say that, they had this like they needed to constrain their frustrations about with you, and then they would be like, so, but they're saying it, and then you can feel that they're about to explode, and then you also know that that type of behavior secure people don't do. And because secure people are all about how can I support them, support myself, get things the way that we want to, in the most constructive way, so that we get along well, we work on the long term, we collaborate, we work together. And I want them to feel good as they do it. I want myself to feel good as we do it. And that's how the secure people function. Excuse me, most of the time. So therefore, notice also like how they might be feeling as they're talking to you, right? So if they're feeling like, oh, I actually wanted to kill you, but we're professionals and I can't kill you type of thing, then obviously, this is their insecurities coming up. And if they are blaming, or if they are competing, or if they are like, I'm the better one and you are the worse one, again, all of those insecurities coming up. Now, what to do about it? And this is something that I really want to spend some time here, especially working on three things. And three things, I mean, we could do a lot more, but if you can at least manage three things, I think that would be amazing. So the first is recognizing it, right? So recognizing whether this is a behavior, insecure, behavior of someone else, or it's your own. So if it's your own, insecure behavior is how you are perceiving them, right? So in other words, you might be perceiving them as, oh, this is all my fault, and I should be, I must not be a good professional. I should just quit and not do this. Da, da, da. These are about your insecurities. But if you observe how they're feeling as they're talking, or would they really behave, or I'm trying to understand why they're behaving the way they're behaving, then you may gain insight into where that is coming from, whether this is coming from trusting and supportive place, or coming from I hate you and I will kill your place, right? This is the first one, right? So recognizing, is this about you or it's about them? And then if it's about them, giving back whatever it is about them and not take it on board with you. In other words, not participate in it. And how do you do that? Then that's where the second point comes in, is where you take responsibility for your own feelings, for your own thought processes, for your own actions, for your own results. You don't take responsibility for their feelings. You don't take responsibility for how they are behaving. In other words, if they're behaving like you should have known this, or didn't you read the policy, all of these things, don't take it mean about you unless you really like objectively believe that there is really something onto it and you want to catch up on this, and that's fine. but don't do it because, oh my God, I made them feel angry with me. I shouldn't have made them angry with me. Now everything is ruined and all of these things. Now this is unnecessary, right? So therefore, taking responsibility for your own feelings and not taking responsibility for their feelings is one of the key elements here. Because the more we take responsibility for how they are feeling, meaning that I caused them feel this way, then we're going to get even more blamey. We're going to feel guilty, and we're going to spin in our own overthinking, which is not helping neither of us. And it's just growing insecurity within us and growing insecurity probably within them as well. And no one is gaining anything from this. So that's why taking responsibility for your own feelings only is key. And the third one, which I think we don't really spend much time about because we don't really think about how to solve this problem in the most powerful way, is reinforce our security by situations like this. So the way that it can look like is, okay, I see that them in this situation feeling insecure, and I can see why they're feeling it or how they're feeling it, and I don't want to repeat that. That would be one way of showing to ourselves how we don't want to behave that way. Another way is understanding, okay, when they blamed me, I believed them. Why did I believe them? And instead of believing all of my expertise and my experience and my knowledge that I have, why I left all of this out of the window and went on board to believe them. And that's how you find out your own thoughts about yourself and how insecure you might be in certain areas or in most areas, and how and what are you going to do now to think about it, or what do you want to believe about yourself that is no longer creating insecurity for yourself, right? So, in other words, how can you feel more secure and believe more things about yourself? You being, you trusting your knowledge, you trusting your expertise, you're trusting your experience. How can you reinforce that more by seeing other people's behaviors around you, so that at least you continue reflecting back to them or mirroring back to them the behavior that you want to, rather than taking over their behavior and mirroring back blame, mirroring back judgment to them, and then creating more of the toxic environment, right? So therefore, when situations like this arise, how do you want to react to them instead of how you just automatically by default react out of fear? But how do you want to react to them? And where do you want to actually tell them that, no, this is not about me, this is about you, so I would like for you to look at it. I don't want to be continuing this blaming conversation because it's not helping any one of us, right? So setting boundaries, but also telling them that no, this is not the problem that you are facing or with yourself, but rather this is something that they should look at it. And saying it in the most loving or supportive way possible, it gives them an opportunity to work on their own insecurities, hopefully. And if not, at least you have flagged to them where the problem is, instead of just keep agreeing or keep taking on board and keep struggling with it. Okay, my dears, if you would like to work on this, come coach with me. I would love to help you get you to the other side where you not only recognize their insecurities, but yours, as well as telling them where you don't agree with them and why, and saying it in the way that helps both of you grow rather than you both feeling insecure about things. Have a beautiful week and the year, and I will talk to you very soon.